Are you having trouble finding infant child care available now in the Lancaster area? Fairfield Christian Academy has opened a second infant room, allowing us to accept several additional students from ages 6 weeks through 18 months. For more information, 740-654-2889 or www.fcanights.org. FCA supports local Christian radio and serves your family's educational needs from 6 weeks through 12th grade. Fairfield Christian Academy, pursuing excellence, building character.
Welcome to this year's edition of FCA Connect, a new show produced at FCA for you to keep you updated on what's happening at FCA. FCA equips preschool through 12th grade with biblical worldview to be passionate ambassadors of Christ and a positive impact on our community. Now to our host, FCA Senior, Casey Green. Welcome back to another episode of FCA Connect. This week, I'll be your host, Isaac Spangler. Just like last week, we're doing a special on an FCA senior. We're going to be asking Casey Curtis, our usual host, about her senior project. Casey Curtis, how are you doing?
Yep, I am doing just great. That's a great day.
You're on the other side of the mic. How's it feel?
Yeah, it feels really weird not being the one, like, asking the questions and just sitting there awkwardly watching the person answer. So... it's interesting.
All right. Let's get right into the interview.
Okay.
I think a good first question would be, what is your senior project?
Okay, so I go to Fairfield Christian Church, and the children's ministry that is there is called Kids Quest. And I have been working with Kids Quest for a very long time. I think like 6 years maybe. But because when I was little, I thought I wanted to be a teacher. No, I do not want to be a teacher, but I really do love teaching, but it's not like a career path I want to take on. But so I've worked my way up for in the 6 years. I've worked almost in every room, from the babies to the toddlers to the preschool, and right now I'm in the kindergarten. And since I'm 18, I can have my own class, and I am the main teacher for a kindergarten class, and I get like little 13-year-old helpers that come in and help me, and when they can find someone. But so it's really nice. I teach because I feel like they really appreciate you. They teach and they like are so nice. Okay, and then my second part is I actually intern at the Kids Quest office on school day on Wednesdays. I have 3 study halls, so I take one of them, and it's third period, so at like 9:45 in the morning, I go downstairs and to our Kids Quest office, and I sit at the little desk they have with a computer, and I either do like lesson plans, or I really just do whatever they had me to do. Like one time I just wrapped a whole bunch of Christmas boxes. So it just depends on what they need me to do. And then the third part was back in the summer, and I went to a camp called Round Lake, and it was, they have it for all ages, but the ones I went to were for 5th and 6th grade, and I helped the dean, that's like the director of the camp, and I was basically like her assistant the whole time. I just like sorted money, sorted mail, just did any miscellaneous jobs that she had me to do. So I have a lot. My log is huge, so I have a lot to put in my senior project. So I just meshed all those together, and I'm probably going to have my papers probably be built, childhood development.
What's been your biggest challenge so far?
Oh, mentor time.
Mm-hmm.
Because we need a certain amount of time with our mentors. Like, that's the biggest rule. Like, if we don't have enough time for a mentor, it's basically like fail the project. You need your mentor time. And so since I teach a class like by myself, I just go in. They already give you a pre-lesson, so just go in, teach it, and then I leave. So I don't really see her during on Sunday mornings. And then on Wednesdays, I do talk to her on Wednesdays if she's there, but like some Wednesdays I've just gone in, done my work, and left, because I have like a little box that has my name on it that they stick what they need me to do in, so I just take it out and I just get started. So sometimes I don't even speak to her, so it's like finding time for mentors.
So in the course of this project, have you made any interesting memories?
Yes. Kids are very interesting. Some stories are very weird, that are just too weird to share, but I have made very interesting memories because kids are very interesting. They will tell you anything. Mm-hmm. They'll just walk up to you and spill anything because they like you. So I've heard some stuff that I really just did not need to hear that day.
So how much time have you spent on your project?
I actually calculated it when we had to do a senior project checkpoint, and that was back in December. So as of December, I had like 50 hours already in my project, and I teach my Sunday school class every week. It's like an every Sunday thing. So probably like a good 60 hours I would have put into this project. So it's a lot of time.
It's a lot of time. All right, Casey, thank you for joining us on the show again.
Thanks for having me and being not the host this week.
Hello, I'm Preston Randall, filling in for Eli Woltz again this week after a violent incident involving half a dozen house pets and a mid-sized sedan. Anyway, to trivia. Did you know there is a McDonald's in every continent except Antarctica? You could say McDonald's is giving them the cold shoulder. Did you know the dark region of the North Pole on Pluto's moon Charon is called Mordor? So, you can say one cannot simply walk into Mordor. Were you aware the actor who was inside R2-D2 hated the guy who played C-3PO? Maybe that explains why they bleeped out all of his lines. Did you know toy companies failed to duplicate the success of Theodore Roosevelt's teddy bear with William Taft's Billy Possum? Maybe if you didn't make your mascot a possum, it wouldn't have played dead. And lastly, a British man changed his name to Tim Price to make it harder for telemarketers to pronounce. I've been Preston, and this was trivia.
Send my messenger, and he shall prepare the way before me. And the Lord, whom ye seek, will suddenly come to his temple. And the messenger of the covenant, whom ye desire, behold, he cometh, saith Jehovah of hosts. But who can abide the day of his coming, and who shall stand when he appeareth? For he is like a refiner's fire, and like a fuller's soap. And he will sit as a refiner and purifier of silver, and he will purify the sons of Levi, and refine them as gold and silver, and they shall offer unto Jehovah offerings in righteousness. Then shall the offering of Judah and Jerusalem be pleasant unto Then shall the offering of Judah and Jerusalem be pleasant unto Jehovah, as in the days of old, and as in ancient years. And I will come near to you to judgment, and I will be a swift witness against the sorcerers, and against the adulterers, and against the false swearers, and against those who oppress the hirelings and his wings, and against those who oppress the hirelings and his wages, the widow and the fatherless, and that turn aside the sojourner from his right, and fear not me, saith Jehovah of hosts.
We here at FCA Connect thank you for tuning in and listening to our broadcast. FCA sports teams are active, however, we have no new news to report this week. Thank you. We'll be right back. Thanks for joining us this week at FCA Connect. We hope you've been blessed by our broadcast. If you want to learn more about FCA, please visit our website at www.fcanights.org or call us at 740-654-2889. You can also check us out on YouTube at youtube.com and then search Fairfield Christian Academy. Till next week, God bless.
Fairfield Christian Academy is one of 45 schools in the state of Ohio and the only school in Fairfield County to earn the Thomas Edison Awards for Excellence in STEM Education for the 2015-2016 school year from the Ohio Academy of Science. This award recognizes schools and teachers who display excellence in STEM-based teaching. FCA had 19 recognized educators. Fairfield Christian Academy, pursuing excellence, building character.